living next to giant wind turbines. This is the Environment Report. I'm Mark Rush, in for Rebecca Williams. I'm in the middle of Michigan's largest wind farm, and I'm standing right under a wind turbine that stretches more than 450 feet into the sky. This wind farm is in Gratiot County, north of Lansing. If you've ever driven along State Highway 127, you've seen this wind farm. More wind farms are going up around the state, so I wanted to know what it's like for the people who live here. This wind turbine sits on the Hum family farm in Gratiot County. I met up with Kent Hum outside his shop. It sits about a quarter of a mile from here. So, Kent, this wind farm went online more than a year ago. What's it like living next to these things?
Until we've had them here, you really don't realize how much the wind changes. I mean, last spring there was a day that there was a storm coming in from the east. These was all facing west. And as the storm got closer from the east, they started turning into the east. There's a big common, I mean, with them here, I've learned a lot just watching them.
So how did you first learn that somebody wanted to put a wind turbine on your land?
They just happened to stop, drop in. Like any other salesman, you know, they pull in and say, hey, this is what we got. It was something our family always thought was kind of neat. My mom and dad had visited Germany 3 or 4 years prior to that and talked about the wind turbines over there. As far as I know, we're always going to have wind, so that'll always be a commodity here together. Like right here, it's picking up speed. The wind's picking up speed. You can hear it going around faster. I can.
Oh, yeah, I can hear that too.
It's a little bit louder. Yep.
So what do you say to those folks who say, you know, the sound bothers me or it is a problem on the landscape?
Each person's different. I mean, you like certain things. I like certain things. We might not like the same things. This particular thing, I like. I mean, doing your everyday work around here, you don't, until somebody stops and then wants to look at them, now you can hear them. But when you're doing your everyday job around here, I don't. It's background noise. It's just like anything else. No different than cars and stuff going by. I mean, it's, you get accustomed to it. And
so has it changed the community at all?
Little bit. At first you heard some people complaining, but anymore you don't hear any complaining, or they're not complaining no more because nobody's listening. I don't know which, but.
So what were the first, what was the talk around the town when they were first going up?
I don't know. I don't really go uptown a whole lot to gather information.
Well, Kent doesn't go uptown, but I did. Ann Schutz Cafe is the main diner in town. A group of farmers and their spouses were gathered around a table finishing up their lunch. Marilyn Myers has been in this area her whole life.
When they were signing people up, the person was either just dead set against it, didn't want nothing to do with it, didn't want to ask questions, and then the next person was agreeable. And so, but like we laugh now, that check coming in helps the sound.
So, yeah, there's money per acre for each farmer here, right?
Oh, yes.
In all, around 250 families in this area receive payments from the power companies that use their land. Nancy Schenkel's family is one of them.
We actually get paid in two ways. We get a royalty from the actual electricity produced, and then we also get paid for use of the land wherever the turbine sets and wherever the access road sets.
And you don't just have to have a wind turbine on your land. You can also get payments if the power company has cables running under your land. Yearly payments can range from $70 to $300 an acre. And Schenkel says that's a big reason for the support of this wind farm in Gratiot County. Many of the farmers in this area have a small stake in the commodity of wind. And that's the Environment Report. I'm Mark Rush.